Well, I love those quotes by some of our founding fathers because they show where their heart was in relationship to Christ and the great dependence they had on the Lord when the nation was first getting started. And really, a lot of those quotes could be summaries of how God has worked in your life and set you free from sin and death and the judgment of hell. The quote from the Mayflower Compact, "We recognize no sovereign..." Actually, it's from Hancock and Adams. "We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus." I think it's something that every believer in Christ can say. No sovereign but God. Nobody controls our lives but God Himself. And no king but Jesus. What's the motivation for you to get up in the morning, to serve, to work, to befriend others, to love? No king but Jesus. And that could be a part of the testimony of your life. And also, one of the quotes of the Mayflower Compact gives us the mission of the believer. As it was written in there, "Having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, we took this voyage." And what's your theme of your life? The glory of God, the advancement of the Christian faith. And Bob Pazahosky mentioned that extensively in his message last week. Thank the Lord for two great sermons in the past 2 weeks. And VBS had the voyage theme. Let's go on the adventure of advancing the Christian faith. And someone said, you know, if we don't see that as our mission, what we do in life is kind of rearranging the furniture of our houses while our houses are burning down. Okay, we might make some changes we think are real significant and good, but unless we're having Christ's gospel impact our own lives and passing that on to others, we're really just dealing with things of a very non-eternal nature. And so the mission of America is very much tied into the mission of the believer, as Americans from the beginning, the founding fathers, had a real sense of dependence on God and the needing to follow Christ in their own lives. The early leaders also had a very top quality of dependence on God. Someone mentioned, I don't know if it was Charlie here or Sunday school previous, that our independence is really best lived out in dependence on God. The more we lean on Him, the better we are as a nation. And the founding fathers had a good sense of thankfulness, but they have avoided a faulty national pride. Because they were just 13 colonies, pretty small, a humble beginning. They didn't know whether they would even make it as a nation. They had to pledge to each other their lives, their liberty, and their freedom. Okay, so if America was going to make it at all, it was going to be God who would have America survive and live. And it reminds me of the song, "Keep Your Eye on the Grand Old Flag," you know, avoiding excessive national pride. "Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag." Okay, that's a pretty healthy perspective. You're thankful, your heart beats true, but there's no boast or brag. One particular country recently gaining international fame is beginning to boast and brag a bit, and that's the country of Uruguay. Uruguay, still can't see it on the map, but it's an important place. We got to meet two people who live in Uruguay, Tom and Tina Freilich, recently. And Uruguay is internationally famous for two things. First one, Arby's roast beef. If you remember Tom mentioning that, I remember the first date I took a girl out on was to Arby's. And I thought the gourmet roast beef would win her over, but she dumped me shortly thereafter. So that was that. But the other thing Uruguay is famous for is soccer. And they're in the final four teams, I think, of the World Soccer Match. And if they win, they'll be really excited. The number one international sport, they'll be number one in. And I heard their coach be interviewed the other day, and he said something like, "Well, we expect to win. We're no doubt the best. We can't see anybody coming close to us. And so, you know, just give us the trophy now," type attitude. And yet when you look at our founding fathers, they did not have that kind of mentality at all. They had a sense of dependence on God. The world powers at that time were Spain, Portugal, England, France. Maybe a few in the Far East. Where are those countries today? Okay. Unless God allows a nation to rise, the nation doesn't rise in His providence and in His plan. So the founding fathers knew if America was going to get anywhere, it would be like a miracle from God. John Quincy Adams tied in one of the quotes, the birth of Jesus to the birth of our nation. And I think he did that not because it came around December or some month that they guessed at, but because he knew the birth of Jesus was something only God could bring about. As Mary and the Holy Spirit would give birth to Christ. And our country could only come about if God would allow it to be born. And He did. And He blessed. And so the sense of dependence on God, the founding fathers knew that any success they would have would come from Christ. It wouldn't be because of their own goodness, righteousness, or ambitions of their own. Okay, they knew it was up to the Lord. And we have to keep that in mind in our walk with God. The beginning of Israel really mirrors the beginning of our nation when God told the people some things they really needed to know. God told Israel, understand then, it is not because of your own righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess. Okay, understand, founding fathers, if he would say that to America, it's not because of your righteousness that I'm going to allow you to be a nation. Okay, it's because I have a plan. It's because of my faithfulness. And Bear Bryant, a deceased coach for the University of Alabama, supposedly said one time, along with many others, one of his players who was a very just available player and gave a good effort, but he made a tremendous play on the football field. And Bear Bryant said, well, you know, it's better to be blessed than good sometimes. And in terms of our walk with God, when it comes to salvation, which is a gift from Christ, when it comes to discipleship and sanctification, which is also a gift from Christ, better to be blessed by God than to have an alleged goodness of our own, which we do not have. The Bible makes that clear. And so the goodness of the nation from Christ, the goodness for the Christian from Christ. And God is glorified and the gospel is advanced when we do that. Moses said, God's not going to give you the land because you're righteous. You're a stiff-necked people. It's okay to admit being stiff-necked on your birthday. Now, when you have a birthday, you get a bunch of gifts. And most of the time you say, I'm so glad I deserved all these. You don't say that. You say, I'm glad I'm loved. That's why people give it to you. And so America, along with Israel, can be before God hard-hearted and stiff-necked and have a sin problem, just like Christian folks do. Okay, we're in need of God's care and forgiveness, and we're always at our best when we're in repentance and confession. In Deuteronomy 7, Moses told the people, even the Lord's love for you, the Lord didn't set His affection on you and love you because you were the most numerous nation. He didn't do that for Israel, not going to do that for America, not going to do that for the church. He's going to say, well, the church is packed now, I'm excited, and I'll love the church. That's not the Lord. See, the Lord loves us not because we're the most numerous, but because He's faithful. He's faithful. And He'll turn to anyone whose heart is open to Him. There's a repeated phrase, a bit of a prayer, in the New Testament that I think fits our nation's history and our nation's birthday. And it's repeated about six times by people who are making a request of Jesus. And the prayer goes something like this, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. And it meets a bunch of different needs. One time it was prayed by a mom for her demon-possessed daughter. You can think of, you know, problems you might have in your life or problems the nation has. By a mom to a demon, for a demon-possessed daughter. It was prayed by a dad for a demon-possessed son. A concern about that. It was prayed by 10 lepers. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. And the Lord saw and had pity. And it was prayed by blind Bartimaeus when he said, Lord, have mercy on me. He couldn't see. He didn't know what he was missing in life. And as you and I take that prayer and begin to think of God's blessing on our nation, He has had mercy on us. We are blessed beyond the ability to count in terms of our history. And just to mention a few things that hit my heart. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us. And thank you, Lord, that you have. One blessing is the spreading of the gospel through the shores and the people of the United States of America. One particular group called Campus Crusade for Christ produced a film called The Jesus Film. It is the most viewed film of all time by billions. Actually, there's about not quite 7 billion people on the earth. The Jesus Film has been put out into so many languages and shown in so many places, and it's a true story of Christ, that approximately 4 billion people on the planet have seen the Jesus Film and have had the opportunity to see the gospel presented. Pastor Wood showed a bit of Moses in Sunday school. And so the Jesus Film has been shown on Iraqi national television. It's been shown in little villages in Africa and in Asia, in all kind of different places where people have a chance to respond to Christ. All because God had mercy on people to pass the gospel on in an effective way. The spreading of the gospel also happens through sending missionaries overseas. God has allowed us to do that as a nation. Around the world today, there's only about 100,000 full-time overseas missionaries. That's not a lot when you think of the world's population. 100,000 overseas full-time. The United States sends about 36,000. Okay, but by far the largest country. I think South Korea sends about 10,000. We want people to know about the Lord, and God has blessed us so that we might bless others. That's a part of our calling. God has blessed us by allowing believers primarily in Christ to establish hospitals, colleges, universities for the glory of God and the advancement of His kingdom. Tremendous blessings and people learning and growing by motivated Christians. God has blessed America, has had mercy on us because of His presence during difficult war times. Our country has survived 8 major wars in its history. And even a devastating war like the Civil War, totally fought on our land. The recovery of that Civil War took place fairly soon after that war had ceased. You go to some parts of the world that has experienced a Civil War, like maybe Iraq or Bangladesh, India. Those animosities and those conflicts continue on for hundreds of years and centuries sometimes. In America, after our Civil War, about 20 years afterwards, peace began to occur again. And people began to move in the right direction as of one nation under God, that the Lord would bring healing for us. All because of the mercy of God. The Lord gives America highest per capita income in the history of the world. Now, why should you and I have such a stewardship opportunity as that? To pass on the goodness of Christ to others. To be thankful. To be generous. To give so people might know the Lord. Most powerful country militarily in the world. To bring right and goodness around the world. God has shed His grace on us. And we can be glad on the birthday of the nation to say, thank you, Lord. And remember, all these gifts not because of our righteousness, but because God is faithful and He has a plan. And how do we pray the prayer? Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, in terms of confession and repentance. It's a huge need for Christians, for citizens of heaven, citizens of America. We show that we trust in Christ and not in ourselves when we turn to God. The biggest need inside the heart of the believer. I think people are waiting to turn to Christ when God's people turn to Christ. I think that'll be the biggest signal and green light for people who have yet to receive the Lord. We can repent and turn to God in terms of our lukewarmness. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us about our lukewarmness. We want to be excited about Christ, not about just the blessings He'd give. For lack of prayer or neglect of God's Word, those are spiritual cancers that are more devastating than immorality or problems with alcoholism or other things that beset a nation. People just shutting their ears to God, not yielding to Him, not surrendering to Him. Sins of racism, immorality, love of violence, love of power, love of money. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. If we've taken the gifts of God and made an idol out of them, we turn from that. We turn to God. God says in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 8, He said, when you have land and when you build houses, don't say, by the strength of my hand I've done that. Remember, the Lord your God gave you the ability to do whatever you do, to embrace the blessings God would provide for you. And then love of religion instead of love of Jesus. Would you say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us, that if we as a people have, you know, somehow hidden Jesus by our religious whatever practice, that we haven't been faithful to love as you love and to love neighbor as ourselves. When Daniel prayed for his own nation, who he loved dearly, in Daniel chapter 9, he said this. He said, we don't make these requests because we are righteous. There's that theme again. We don't make these requests because we are righteous, but because of your mercy. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, take action for your sake. Lord, for your name's sake, have mercy on America. Continue to bless America, Lord, for your name's sake. And to embrace the blessing of salvation. The book of Titus tells us Christ saved us. The same theme, not because of our righteousness, but because of His mercy. So when we say, thank you, Lord, that you've shed your grace on us, and we pray for America, we could say this. If America will be saved, it'll be saved because of Christ and Christ alone. And when you look at your own soul and you say, if you are saved, it won't be because of your own righteousness. It'll be because of Christ and Christ alone. And it'll be for the glory of God and the advancement of His kingdom that it is so. And the remembrance of what's in Isaiah 33, that our land was blessed by people wanting to follow God. Isaiah 33 says, the Lord's our judge, the Lord's our lawgiver, the Lord's our king, and He will save us. Like, you know the salvation of God deep in your soul and in your walk today. And let's pray together as we prepare for the Lord's table. Before we pray, I do want to mention a number of people in need. Emma Meyer, a fifth grade girl fighting mononucleosis, recently diagnosed with that. So that's tough for summertime and being so young, wanting to be so active. That's Emma Meyer. Betty Kunkel's home. Pray for Betty. Louise Steck having back surgery this week. And the spiritual needs that the Lord has shown you in your heart and that are around us today. Could we turn to God prepare for the Lord's table.